Having coffee with an old girlfriend. A chance meeting at Starbucks, a table together to catch up, and I keep imagining her naked in 1980. We were a couple then, pulling in the same direction, ending each other's sentences, laughing at the same absurdities, and never sad after sex. What went wrong? I study her face as she tells me about divorces, breast cancer, a troubled son, deep lines and blotches on the ripened beauty of a young woman, eyes a shade of blue all the oceans should demand. What went wrong? On a Sunday morning in 1980, embraced, out of breath, damp with sweat and sex, the phone rang. My mother asked, "Are you all right?" Which blew my mind. How does my mother know about my sex life? On television, it looks terrible. Mom, what are you talking about? Mount St. Helens erupted. The mountain exploded. It's on television. After that, we celebrated May 18th as Cosmic Sex Day. And now, over coffee, I wonder if she remembers this, but don't bring it up. We finish our coffee, "How nice to see you," and all that, but don't exchange phone numbers. And for the life of me, I can't remember what went wrong after we caused Mount St. Helens to explode. It must be this way. Happiness and ecstasy are so rare in a life that memory hoards them and protects them, driving out any threat that may compromise the power of their echoes. And in this way, we believe what happened once can happen again. And maybe we're right about that, but also maybe wrong.